proclamation number 7944 dated the July 18th, 1961. Coming in the clouds. You all should know that I will return in the clouds, that I will descend to earth in the same way as I once ascended to heaven, that my own will see me in brilliance and glory, just as my disciples once saw me, and that I will take my own from earth because the day of the end has come. Admittedly, prior to that I already descended to earth in the Word, for I am the Word myself, and have given you the promise that I will stay with you until the end of the world, but my obvious appearance will not happen yet, for it will constitute the end of one and the beginning of a new earthly period. My coming in the clouds is to be understood literally, yet only few will see me, for my flock is small and only my own will be able to endure seeing me. I will only be visible to my own and allow them to behold my might and glory. And this shall be your hope in hours of hardship and affliction by hostile powers to God, for in the end everything will be hostile to God, the rulers and their followers, the people who takes their side in the battle of faith. They all will take action against you, who want to remain loyal to me and persevere to the end. They will put you under great pressure and then you shall hope for my coming, for I will not leave you in distress of body and soul, I will save you and lift you to a place of peace, and your faith will be so strong that I will be able to show myself when I come in the clouds in order to judge the living and the dead. Then the great separation of the spirits will take place and my adversary will no longer have control over you. For he and his adherents will be bound for a long time. Only few people sincerely believe that my return is imminent. But the time is fulfilled and I no longer say, I will come when the time is fulfilled, but I say, the time is fulfilled. You can only count on a very short time, on just a few days, compared to the long period of time that has passed since an end was prophesied. You are living in the last days even if you refuse to believe it. My coming is soon about to happen to you. Hence take care that you, too, belong to the chosen ones who will experience my coming while still in the flesh, who may behold me in all my radiance and glory, whom I will lift to heaven just before the end. Just want to belong to them and, truly, I will give you the strength to turn your will into action. Let me speak to you time and again and always strive to accept my will and you'll establish a connection with me, you will join me and also be counted as my own whom I will rescue before the end happens. For it is certain that I will come myself. And you should also believe, without a shadow of doubt, that all of you with a living faith and who approach me with love, will be able to behold me, for my word is truth and will come to pass. People who deny my coming, who only want to understand and explain this arrival figuratively, are not yet as profoundly devoted as to be united with me. But the immense earthly hardship before the end will still strengthen their faith if they are of good will. And they themselves will pray for my coming, because they will realize that only I can provide the rescue which they cannot expect from another side any longer. You should believe that I will save you from utmost adversity and await the hour when my promise fulfills itself. And then my adversary will be defeated. Yet with him also his many followers, who will be taken in by the earth again. Therefore hope and persevere, for the hour of your deliverance will come, the day of separating the spirits will arrive. There will be an earthly and spiritual change which you will experience and which has been constantly proclaimed to you in word and scripture. Amen.